Lady Windermere's Fan by Oscar Wilde. Act 1. The morning room of Lord Windermere's house in Carlton House Terrace, London.
Is your ladyship at home this afternoon?
Yes. Who has called?
Lord Darlington, m'lady.
Show him up. And I'm at home to anyone who calls.
Yes, m'lady.
It's best for me to see him before tonight. I'm glad he's come.
Lord Darlington.
How do you do, Lady Windermere?
How do you do, Lord Darlington? No, I can't shake hands with you. My hands are all wet with these roses. Aren't they lovely? They came up from Selby this morning.
They are quite perfect. And what a wonderful fan. May I look at it?
Oh, do. Pretty, isn't it?
Oh.
It's got my name on it and everything. It's my husband's birthday present to me. You know today is my birthday.
No, is it really?
Yes, I'm of age today. Quite an important day in my life, isn't it? That is why I'm giving this party tonight. Do sit down.
I wish I had known it was your birthday, Lady Windermere. I would have covered the whole street in front of your house with flowers for you to walk on. They are made for you.
Lord Darlington, you annoyed me last night at the Foreign Office. I'm afraid you're going to annoy me again.
Aye, Lady Windermere.
Ah, oh, tea. Put it there, Parker. That will do. Won't you come over, Lord Darlington?
I am quite miserable, Lady Windermere. You must tell me what I did.
Well, you kept paying me elaborate compliments the whole evening.
Ah, nowadays we are all of us so hard up that the only pleasant things to pay are compliments. They're the only things we can pay.
No, I'm talking very seriously. You mustn't laugh. I'm quite serious. I don't like compliments. And I don't see why a man should think he's pleasing a woman enormously when he says to her a whole heap of things that he doesn't mean.
Ah, but I did mean them.
I hope not. I should be sorry to have to quarrel with you, Lord Darlington. I like you very much, you know that. But I shouldn't like you at all if I thought you were what most other men are. Believe me, you are better than most other men. And sometimes I think you pretend to be worse.
We all have our little vanities, Lady Windermere.
Why do you make that your special one?
Oh, nowadays, so many conceited people go about society pretending to be good that I think it shows rather a sweet and modest disposition to pretend to be bad. Besides, there is this to be said. If you pretend to be good, the world takes you very seriously. If you pretend to be bad, it doesn't. Such is the astounding stupidity of optimism.
Don't you want the world to take you seriously, then, Lord Darlington?
No, not the world. Who are the people the world takes seriously? All the dull people one can think of, from the bishops down to the bores. I should like you to take me very seriously, Lady Windermere. You more than anyone else in life.
Why? Why me?
Because I think we might be great friends. Let us be great friends. You may want a friend some day.
Why do you say that?
Oh, we all want friends at times.
I think we're very good friends already, Lord Darlington. We can always remain so, as long as you don't...
Don't what?
Don't spoil it by saying extravagant, silly things to me. You think I'm a Puritan, I suppose. Well, I have something of the Puritan in me. I was brought up like that. I am glad of it. My mother died when I was a mere child. I lived always with Lady Julia, my father's elder sister, you know. She was stern to me, but she taught me what the world is forgetting, the difference that there is between what is right and what is wrong. She allowed of no compromise, I allow of none.
My dear Lady Windermere.
You look on me as being behind the age. Well, I am. I should be sorry to be on the same level as an age like this.
You think the age very bad?
Yes. Nowadays, people seem to look on life as a speculation. It is not a speculation. It is a sacrament. Its ideal is love. Its purification is...